Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God once more for 2024. God has much, much more for you. Healing, deliverance, setting the captives free. God has much, much more for you, you, and you. We thank God for our intercessory prayer warriors, praying without ceasing, with Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, International Prayer of Faith Ministries. We thank God for women, anointed women united for Christ in prayer. God is truly good, and God is doing great and mighty things in our lives. Even as I speak, God is doing something great in your life. Changes are taking place in your life. Healing is taking place in your life. Deliverance is taking place in your life. God is granting you godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. We thank God for 2024. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. It wasn't because we looked so good, because we've been so holy, but only through the grace of God, he allowed us to see another year. So we can give him the praise. We can give him the praise on this day, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. We can praise God. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour Prayer. Thank God with your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. We thank God. God is doing magnificent things. And we thank God for Jesus. And you know what? God is still in charge. Yes, he is. I don't want you to think otherwise. God is still in charge. We thank God for our upcoming classes on Thursdays and Fridays. We may be having some classes on Tuesdays this year. Thursdays and Fridays, we know we got our stress management class on Thursday, our grief and loss class on Friday. Stress management class is from 6 to 7 on Thursday. Stress management, if you'd like to become a stress master, or if you just need to know how to manage your stress, we want you to be a part of our stress master's class on Thursday, 6 to 7. Praise God. Then on Friday, 7 to 8. We have our stress, our coach, our grief and loss coaches. Yes, grief and loss. If you want to be ministered to, or you want to become a grief and loss coach, we want to be a part of blessing us in many ways. And we minister to the total person, mind, body, spirit, and soul, the total person. So we thank God for all of our stress masters, our grief and loss coaches that have graduated from all over the world. We thank God for you setting aside precious time in your home. We thank God for the churches and the community organizations that have invited us out to do Stress Masters classes. Even homeschooling programs have invited us out. So we thank God for all of you for allowing us to minister to the total person. And we do things God's way. We thank God that God has given us the insight to do things God's way. We thank God for all of you who have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. You ain't got to write a check to get saved. Amen. Thank you, God. You ain't got to write a check. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to praise him, because a lot of you, we wouldn't be able to afford it. None of us would be able to afford it if we had to write a check to get saved. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. And we thank God, all of you, for all of you who accept him as your personal Savior, and all of you that are ministering to others, to share the good news with someone else. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services located in the blessed city of Baltimore, 5126 Bel Air Road. We thank God for being a blessing to men, women, boys and girls and families in the community, churches. We thank God for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, truly a man of God, sharing his gifts and talents and blessing each and every individual in a very special way. Reverend Dr. Harry B. Close Funeral Service, located 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore, and he's ministering all over the world. Isn't that a blessing? Thank God for the man of God. 410-327-0300. 410-327-0300. And again, he's located 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. If you stand in need of his services, in the homegoing services for your loved ones, celebration for your loved ones, he's there for you. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, truly, truly man and woman of God. And God bless your beautiful, blessed wife, Deaconess Gwen Close, and your family in its entirety.
We thank God for Shanita Kelly, our broker and realtor, a blessing, a praying woman of God, there for you if you want to sell the home that you're now living in, or if you want to purchase a new home, or if you just need to get things in order. You can give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977, a praying woman of God. 443-854-0977, powerful praying woman of God. She's there to assist you with getting things in order. It's now January. You may have some plans to purchase a new home or downsize and move into a smaller location. Children have now going to college. Children have moved out. And you just need something smaller. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. She'll help you get things in order. Yes, she will, with the power of prayer, first of all. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles Hairstyles, Master Electrician at 2103 North Charles Street, blessing us with fresh fruits and vegetables, and also blessing us with bread and pastries in our communities. Give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631. In advance, let him know you'd like to pick up some fresh bread and pastries, and I believe that he's starting with the fruit and vegetables again on Tuesdays. But you got to give him a call, and you have to pick it up from 2103 North Charles Street, Ebony Styles. Ebony Styles also have a barber on site, but you have to schedule an appointment. He's operating according to CDC guidelines, 443-449-3631, Master Electrician Dr. David Gaines. And please mask up. Mask up and don't forget tests. We need to test ourselves and pray over the tests after we test ourselves because some of these tests are coming up incorrect. So pray over those tests. Pray over your body. Do the right thing. Mask up. Wash them hands. And you know what? You can always pick up tests from nursing facilities, always pick up tests from the library, and I think you could still even call. But I know that they are available at certain Enoch Pratt free libraries, and if you know of any of your locations, let us know. All right? God is truly good. God is on the throne. And we want to minister to the total, total person. Amen. We're not doing no halfway stuff when it comes to the body of Christ. God wants us to be ministered to total, mind, body, spirit, and soul. And you know what? He wants all of you. Yes. He's a jealous God. He wants all of you, not just sometime, not just on Sunday. All right. I hear a lot of you say, I go to church every Sunday. Okay. What about the rest of the week? Praying. Are you seeking the Lord? Are you reading the word? Are you sharing the word with someone else? Are you ministering to someone that don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? Wherever you are, amen. I heard someone say, I preach every day. I don't just wait until Sunday. No, we should be sharing the word of God. Men, women, boys, and girls. The word of God says go. Amen. Share the word of God wherever you are. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Let someone know that you are a holy being. The word of God says, be ye holy. Don't say, be ye Baptist, be ye apostolic, be you Catholic. Be ye holy. We are holy. There's no denomination in the Bible. We know that denomination stuff created a lot of division. Be ye holy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't see a denomination in the Bible. If you find it, please let Chief Apostle Bishop Stewart know. Be ye holy. Yes, we are Christ-like. We are Christians. Amen. We should be. Uh-huh. You saying you're Christ-like? Watch yourself. Christians. Born again. Saved. Called out. Set apart. From the world. All right, I'm not going to go there this morning. Set apart from the world. We're not doing what the world do. We're not saying what the world say. We're not going according to the world, the ways of the world. You live a different life now. You're born again. You're saved. People will see a difference in you. They will notice a difference in your attitude, the way you talk, the way you speak. Uh-huh. Some going to get upset. Oh, she thinks she's all that. No, she don't. No, he don't. You're a man or a woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I thank God for the men and women of God that are not afraid to speak up and do the right thing and live the right way. Amen. I applaud you, those of you that's not afraid to live according to the word of God. I applaud you. Yes, I do. I applaud each and every one of you. And you ought to applaud yourself and pat yourself on the back. Let's give God some total praise this morning. Yes, yes, yes. We're giving God total praise, total praise, total praise, total praise. Yes, he gets all the praise in the year of 2024. We are giving God total praise on this day and the days to come. Somebody ought to give him some praise. Somebody ought to give him the glory. Somebody ought to say, God, you get all the praise, total praise unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank God for Jesus because we know what? He did not come down from that cross. He was obedient to his Father. My question to this morning, are you being obedient to the Father? Think about it. You answer the question for yourself. Are you being obedient to the word of God? Not my will, but God's will be done. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Stop telling God what to do, when to do it, how to do it. Thank you, God. Somebody's getting it this morning, Apostle Margie Mercer. Somebody's getting this morning, Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. Somebody's getting this morning, Greta Mills. Somebody's getting it. Moderator Esther. Somebody's getting it. Mother Annie Green. Somebody's getting it. Yes, somebody's getting it. Elder Dawn and Annette Smith. Somebody's getting the blessing this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Desmond Stewart, Ricky Hightower, Lady Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, Deacon Spain, Deacon Price. Somebody's getting it this morning. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, Sister Gwen. Somebody's getting it this morning. Harry P. Close III. Somebody's getting it. Yes, somebody's getting it. Minister Sharon Ricks, Minister Barbara Duffy, Minister Yvonne, Gospel Tabernacle Church, somebody's getting it. Shiloh Church, somebody's getting it this morning. Reverend Keith Bailey, and your congregation that's on the street, somebody's getting it. Yes. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God, Chaplain Thomas. Somebody's getting it this morning. Glory be to God. I want you to think about it. What is that you're getting this morning? Just think about it. We're always telling God what we want and what we need. Think about how God has blessed you throughout the years. And give him some praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Stop telling him what to do. And begin to praise him. Begin to glorify him. Begin to magnify him. We know that when praises go up, blessings come down. God wants to bless you. Yes, he does. And he's doing it without your permission. Isn't that a blessing, Evangelist Janet Griffin? Without your permission, God don't need your permission to bless you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Playing time is over. Time to stop playing church. Time to stop acting holy. The word of God tells us, be ye holy. Yes. We're going to be living holy lives. Mercedes, LaShawn, Apostle Joanne Pauley. We're going to be living holy lives. Stop acting. I'm not saying these people are acting. I'm just calling out some names, y'all. Okay, so don't get mad and upset with me this morning. Amen. I've gotten their permission to call names out. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Be ye holy. Be ye holy. Live a holy life. We're going to go into the Word of God. Don't forget I gave you two songs for the year of 2024. God has much, much more in store for you. And don't forget to pray and ask God to show you your gifts. Ask God to reveal to you what your gifts are. And God will reveal it to you. Oh, yes, we're going to have that class too. Yes, 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 we're going to have that class. Yes, we are. We're going to have that class. You need to know what your gifts are. Stop doing what other people are doing. Stop trying to do what other people are doing. God hasn't called you to do that. And he can make a mess out of everything. He called some. Yeah, we're going to have that class. Amen. I want you to write to me and let me know if you want to take that class. We're going to talk about the gifts. Yes, we are. You need to know what your gifts are, what you should be doing in the body of Christ. If you're a cook, you should be in the kitchen cooking. If you're a janitor, you should be a janitor. If you're the sexton, yes, the sexton of the church, you should be the sexton. If you got a voice or have the desire to sing, ask God if I should be on the choir. We know there's some folks that put people up there just to have a big choir. We know the Word of God says with two or three, I'll be right there. Okay? Ask God for the year 2024, Lord, show me what is I should be doing. Go and ask God, and then he'll lead you where you can get taught and you can get trained. Thank you, Jesus. Didn't the Lord teach the disciples how to pray? They said, Lord, teach us how to pray. They didn't just get up there and started praying. Lord, teach us how to pray. And if you're doing an altar call, you do an altar call. If you're praying an offering, you pray over an offering. You're praying for healing for someone, you pray for healing. Lord, teach us how to pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Bless your people with godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. Let them hear from you in the year 2024. Let's go to Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Shelah. Grant thee according to their own heart, thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation in the name of our God. We will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know that I, the Lord, save of his anointed. Verse 6, Psalm 20. Now know that the Lord save of his anointed. Are you anointed this morning? Called out by God. Anointed to do what you have been called to do. You can tell if a person's been anointed to do a certain task. Yes, you can. Verse 6. Now know that I, the Lord, saveth the anointed, his anointed. He will hear from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some folk think, oh, I got all this money. I get whatever I want to get. I get whatever position I want to get. I tithe the most in church. So I can do whatever I want to do. They ain't going to put me out. But watch out. Watch out. God. Don't care about how much money you're tithing. Yes, it's good to tithe. I'm not telling you not to tithe and give offerings. But God is not concerned about that. You're doing it unto God, not unto man. So it's not about you having your way, because you pay the most tithes in the church. God is looking at you, your spirit, your soul. It's God's money anyway. Okay? Keep that in mind, tithers and those that like to give. I'm a giver too. I love giving. It's God's money. It's not your money. And we know that he blesses us. When we retire, we come up with a spirit of expectancy, but God is also expecting something out of you. Thank you, Jesus. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Don't trust in your degrees. It's good to get a degree. Yes, I got several. And I thank God for being encouraged to get an education. And I encourage our young people, even some seniors have gone back to school to get an education. That's a good thing. But you don't trust in that. You trust in God. Because if you got that degree, there's nobody but God to help you make it through getting that degree if you got it the right way. Because some folk even pay for degrees. Don't do no work. And I talk about honorary degrees because individuals honor you because of the work you've done to earn that honorary degree. But watch out. God is watching you. Don't trust in your good looks. Oh, I'm all that in a bag of chips. God is not concerned about that. Don't trust in your clothing. Dressing good. It's good to look good and dress good. I'm not telling you don't look good and don't dress good. Come on, y'all. We're kings and queens. God wants us to look good. But don't put your trust in those things. Your home, your car. I got the best car. I got the best home on the block. I got the biggest home in my family. Is that home keeping you happy? And I pray that it's not just a house. It is a home. Because there is a difference between a house and a home. In a home, there should be love and peace, a fellowship in a home. Thank you, God, for blessing someone with a home that stands in need of home. Not a house. Blessing someone with a home that stands in need of home. Thank you, God, for blessing that dear one and their family, taking them off the streets into a beautiful home. And I'm talking about the size. Thank God for blessing that person with a home. But don't put your trust in that house. The Holy Spirit is speaking this morning, y'all. Thank you, God, for blessing someone with transportation. They no longer have to wait on the bus. And they even give somebody else a ride. Thank you, God, for that transportation you're blessing someone with on this day. They're staying in need of a brand new car. Thank you, God. And those that even got a car that may be used, thank God for the used cars, too. That's running, it's in good shape. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't put your trust in those things. They come and go. Put your trust in God. Thank you, God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. Psalm 20, verses 1 through 9. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It all belongs to God. You think it's yours? It all belongs to God. He's only lending it to you. He loaned it to you. Let me tell you how you're going to act. Let me tell you how you're going to act and see if you're going to share when you hit that big one, when you get that raise, when you get that promotion. Or you're just going to be selfish. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to God. And if you are a man or woman of God, you belong to him too. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Watch this. He that hath clean hands. Are your hands clean this morning? Mm-hmm. And a pure heart. What about your heart? You, some of our hearts can be deceitful. As the OJ says, smile in your face. The smiling faces tell lies. He that have a clean hand and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessings from who? The Lord. That's where I want my blessings to come from, the Lord. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Salvation is free. Don't cost you nothing. All you got to do is surrender right now, wherever you are, surrender in your home. As you're walking down the streets, listening to me. As you're on your jobs, listening. On your sick bed, in the hospital, in assisted living facilities, in the nursing home, behind prison walls. Surrender to Jesus Christ. Surrender mind, body, spirit, and soul. He wants all of you. Yes, our God is a jealous God. He wants all of you. Thank you, God. Every day. Not just on Sunday or Wednesday night or Bible study or prayer service night. He wants you every day, every hour. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. All you got to do is say, I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yield to the Almighty Living God. I'm tired, Lord, of living that old wicked life. I'm tired of going back and forth. I'm tired of being wishy-washy. I'm tired of showing one face one day and the next day showing another face. I'm tired of going to those places where I used to go. I don't want to go in those places any longer. Forgive me of my sins. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. The Word of God says He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And He's wiping your slate clean. A pure heart. A made up mind to serve God and not man. Thank you, God. Ask God to come into your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. Do it right now. Don't wait. Say, Father God, I accept you as my personal Savior. I believe that you suffered, died, and bled on the cross for my sins. He who knew no sin. I thank you, Jesus, that you did not come down from that cross. I thank you that you would be obedient to your Father. I believe that they buried you and you rose on the third day. Forgive me of my sins, past, present, and future. I thank you right now, Father. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I can't thank you enough for accepting me as your child. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. And if you said that prayer, believe in your heart. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ has accepted you as his child. And you accepted him as your Savior. You're born again. You're saved. Walk by faith and not by sight. Trust God. Get yourself into a Bible-believing, a Bible-preaching, a Bible-teaching church. Learn and study the Word of God. Take out time and ask God to show you where to go, where you can study the Word to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Thank you, God, for that dear one that accepted you as their personal Savior today. We thank you for those that's behind the prison walls, that the prison will become a place of worship, worshiping our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing for the individual that walked down the street and cried out to you and surrendered their life to you. Somebody's son, somebody's daughter, somebody's mother, somebody's father, somebody's grandparent, great-grandparent, niece, nephew, uncle, aunt, friend, co-worker. Thank God. You surrendered to Jesus Christ on this day, January 3rd, 2024. And we thank God for the deliverance in your life right now. We thank God for the healing that took place in your life right now. See, God is a God that could do anything but fail. God is a God that could do anything at any time. Let's go back to the word. He that have a clean hand and pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek thy face, O Jacob Shelah. Lift up your heads, men and women of God. O ye gates, lift ye up. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. He's coming into your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul right now. You're getting a touch from Jesus. You're getting a healing from Jesus. You're getting deliverance. One touch. One touch, Sister Burdetta. Thank God for that ministry. One touch. All you need is one touch. It'll make the difference in your life. One touch from Jesus Christ. Not from your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, or your wife, your pastor. One touch from Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. Hosts. I want you to take out time and look up that word host. H-O-S-T-S. Host, or H-O-S-T. Who is this King of glory, the Lord of hosts? Who is this King of glory? Shelah. He is the King of glory. He is the King of glory. Psalm 24. I read to you this morning Psalm 20 and Psalm 24 in its entirety. God has given us those psalms along with others for this year. And don't forget about Psalm 91 for protection. Yes. Read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner for your protection. God is good, isn't he? All the time. All the time God is good. Early in the morning. Thank you, God. We're going to go into this psalm. We're going to go into Matthew, the first chapter. I got a request to give this message out again. And I'm going to give it to you in the time that I do have. Yes, this is Apostle Bishop Patricia Stewart, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, with you this morning. And this message, I entitled it, God gave it to me, God's Business. God's Business. We ought to stay out of God's business. Amen. God does what he want to do with who he want to do and use whoever he want to use. God's business. But make sure it's God that's doing it and not you. Uh-huh. Not just something that you want to do. Uh-uh. I want to be a deacon. I want to be a pastor. Uh-uh. God's business. Now, I want to make that very, very specific. God's business. Let God do what he want to do with who he want to use, how he want to use them, and when he want to use them. But make sure it's God, it's not you. So all this, we're in the first chapter of the book of Matthew, the 17th verse. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David unto the carrying away into Babylonia are 14 generations. And from the carrying away from Babylonia to Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was found to Joseph, before they came together, he was found with child of the Holy Ghost. We talk about God's business. Amen. I don't see anything in here about a marriage license. I didn't see anything in here saying they went downtown to get a marriage license. Did Joseph go to Mary's father to ask permission? I'm talking about God's business. When as his mother Mary was expelled to Joseph, before they came together, didn't have no sex. Nothing wrong with being a virgin, young men, young women. I've known some older individuals that are virgins. Thank God for the virgins. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Filled with child of the Holy Ghost. Let's get that right. Filled with child of the Holy Ghost. She didn't go to a clinic and get no sperm. Found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, I didn't see nothing in this scripture here about going to the pastor's office and getting married, going to the courthouse and getting married, having a big wedding. Nothing wrong with a big wedding. I had a big wedding. But I don't see that here in the scripture. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, what kind of man was Joseph? A just man. And not willing to make her public example, was minded to put her away properly. Now, isn't that a just man? He loved her. He didn't want people to make a mockery out of her. Uh-huh. A just man. He didn't run around and say, oh, no, we got to go get a DNA test. That ain't my baby. I don't know nothing about that. He didn't take on Judge Judy or Judge Mathis. Uh-uh. He didn't do that. He was a just man. He put her away privately. While he thought on these things, behold, guess what? The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. And God will speak to you in a dream. God will show you some things and share some things with you in a dream. And that dream is for you, not for everybody else. God will speak to you in a dream, my dear sisters and brothers, prayer warriors, men and women of God. God will speak to you in a dream. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. I don't believe he ate no hog balls and chillings and collard greens and pig feet and potato salad that night. I don't think so. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. God's business. Fear not to take Mary unto thee thy wife. God's business. They didn't go downtown to the courthouse. They didn't go at home and had a little ceremony. God's business. Tell somebody, stay out of God's business. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. This is the angel talking to Joseph in a dream. This angel was sent by God. And she shall bring forth a son. Oh, no, they didn't go get a sonogram. They didn't have one of those parties where you try to figure out if you're going to be a boy or a girl. Uh-uh. And she shall bring forth a son. God's witness, and thou shalt call his name what? Jesus. Look at God. Won't God give you everything that you need? He told her exactly what it was going to be, a boy. He told Joseph, it's going to be a boy. They didn't have a party to see the blue or pink. They didn't have to worry about who am I going to call him. This angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream and said, she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Look at God. God does exactly what he want to do, when he want to do it, and how he want to do it, and use whoever he want to use. He came to Joseph in a dream. And he shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from what? Their sins. We're celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you know what? He's saving his people from what? Their sins. That's why he came. To save what? His people from their sins. You and me. You and me. Came to save us from what? Our sins. This is the angel of the Lord speaking to Joseph. Why are we celebrating Christmas? Why do we celebrate Christmas? God sent his only begotten son. Uh-huh. God sent his only begotten son. Suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sin. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, you got the answer. That's why he came into this world. To save what? His people from their sins. Saving me and you from our sins. He know all about what we're going to do before we're going to do it. We act like folk get surprised when they found that we did certain things. God already knew about it. Uh-huh. How many generations? He already knew what you had planned to do before you even thought about it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. May be surprised to man, but ain't surprised to God. The word of God says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name what? Emmanuel. You got it. Emmanuel. Which being interpreted is God with us. You are not alone. God with us. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God with us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God with us. Isn't that a blessing? If you didn't get any gifts at all, you got the greatest gift at all. You got Jesus Christ. Emmanuel. God with us. He's with you this morning, every day, every hour. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took her unto, and took unto him his wife. God's business. God's business. Telling you, stay out of God's business. Uh-huh. This is God's business. And you need to tell somebody, you stay out of God's business. Because God is going to do what he want to do without your permission. Amen. And God will use you without anybody's permission. Uh-huh. The word of God says many are called, but few are chosen. Uh-huh. Some just called themselves. And we're not just talking about preaching. We're talking about doing other things in the body of Christ. Using your gifts in the body of Christ. So you tell someone today, stay out of God's business. Mm-hmm. That's not my business. That's God's business. Uh-huh. God uses whoever he want to use, when he want to use it, how he want to use it, and the way that he want to use it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, no sex. I got to emphasize that, because some people make virgins feel like they're bad people, or they're stupid, or dumb. No, you're not. Thank you, Jesus, for the virgins, young men and young women. Be ye holy. And others who are not married, God will keep you holy if you want to be kept. God will keep you if you want to be kept. Uh-huh. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. If you want to be kept. God can do anything but fail. And all we got to do is trust in him without a doubt. And watch what we're allowing to go into our brains and into our minds. Watch what we're watching on TV. Uh-huh. On our phones. Listening to. God will keep you if you want to be kept. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, God's business, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod, the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born, King of Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. You ain't got to run around, ask nobody, let you do nothing. Uh-huh. God will send the people to you. God will open doors for you. God will open doors for you. You got to be begging, nobody pleading, nobody, to do what God has called you out to do. Let me tell you that. God will send the people to you. God will open doors to you. And he will open the right doors. Uh-huh. Because you know Satan wants to use you too. Satan can trick you up too. So watch out what doors that you go through. Be careful who you allow to use you. Uh-huh. Because some folk want to get you all mixed up in their little desires of their hearts and their minds and their souls. Because they know that God is using you, and you're setting a good example, so then they want to get you hooked up with them. But you better get hooked up with God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. That was a word for somebody. You better get hooked up with God and stop getting all excited with everybody that's coming over to you asking you to do this and do that. You better say, let me go pray about it. And you go pray about it. And we're in the midst of some fasting and some praying season. Yes, this is January. As I mentioned before, we're doing some fasting and praying. Some are doing a half a day. Some are doing 6 p.m. Some are doing all day. But prepare yourself for a fast. Don't just jump up there and start fasting. My God, please don't do that. Prepare yourself for a fast. Somebody said, well, how do we do that? First of all, you pray. Seek the Lord. Read the scriptures. Spend some time away from folk always running their mouth. Don't know what they're talking about. Telling you what to do, and they don't even know what to do. Not even living right. Spend some time away from TV. The phone. Prepare yourself for a fast. Ask the Lord, is this the time? You know, some churches do set aside January, and they set aside the resurrection period for fasting and praying. Seek the Lord. If you're on medication, my dear ones, seek the Lord. Rise up early in the morning. Maybe eat yourself a bowl of oatmeal. Some folk like grits. Some people like cereal. Eat healthy. Your fruits and vegetables. Drink plenty of water. Hallelujah. And if you're eating after 6 o'clock, don't eat no heavy meal. Fruits and vegetables, a nice salad, some fruit. Plenty of water. Hallelujah. Stay hydrated. Thank you, God. Somebody need to hear that this morning. Seek the Lord before you do anything in the year 2024. You want to be blessed? Cry out to the Almighty Living God and say, God, is this coming from you? I want to hear from you, God. I don't hear from everybody else, but God, I want to hear from you. There was a young man that started in our university, Global Bible University. And when he came to the university, he said, I want to learn the word of God. He said, I've read so many books, but at this point, I want to learn the word of God. That's what we need to learn in this time, in this season. Keep yourself a King James Version of the Bible in your home, in your car, in your purse, ladies, in your pocket. I remember the old deacons always had a New Testament they would carry around with them in their pockets when they come in.